I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 Nashville Public Radio. I'm happy to welcome two young artists this morning from the Harp School, Inc. of Nashville. Clara Warford and Samantha Schrecker are both harpists who have been studying since they were around 6 years old, and they're 16 and 17 now. And Clara and Samantha are going to begin the program with two pieces by Johann Sebastian Bach. First, Clara will play a largo, and then Samantha will play Sarabande and Courante. Thank you. Music of Johann Sebastian Bach opening today's Live in Studio C program. We're hearing Clara Wofford and Samantha Schrecker, who are members of the Harpistry Ensemble from the Harp School, Inc. They are, in fact, the Harpistry Duo, Clara Wofford and Samantha Schrecker, in Studio C today. First, we heard Clara playing Largo by J.S. Bach, as transcribed by the great French harp master Grand Genie. Then Samantha Schrecker played Sarabande and Courante, as transcribed by their teacher, Carol McClure, who is also here with us. Hello, Carol.
Hi.
Nice to see you, and thanks for bringing these very talented young students today.
Thank you.
We're going to hear from you more later about the harp school, but now we're going to go to music of Marcel Tournier. This is going to be played by Clara Wofford, and I believe she has a bit of a sentence to say about this piece.
Yes. Tournier was a 20th century harpist composer who wrote largely impressionistic pieces and taught at the Paris Conservatory from 1912 to 1948. Fairy Prelude et Danse is a concerto with string accompaniment and was also written in 1912, which is the year the Titanic sank.
Thank you.
That's music of Marcel Tournier, played live in Studio C by Clara Warford, who is here with her fellow student, Samantha Schrecker. They are the harpistry duo from the Harp School, Inc. here in Nashville. And at this point, I'm going to introduce the artistic director of the Harp School, Inc., Carol McClure, harpist and clearly teacher extraordinaire.
Wow. It's nice to be here with you.
Well, what is the Harp School, Inc.?
We started the Harp School back in the early 90s, specifically to take kids like these, students who are interested in doing hard work, students who are interested in learning to be whole musicians, to begin playing at a high level very early in life. We use the Associated Board of the Royal Schools of Music, the ABRSM, syllabi for international examinations. The students have all been entered in competitions. They work cooperatively really well together. They grow up playing in ensembles together. They play in churches and libraries and schools anytime they can get out in public and play and be of service with their instruments. They do that. Clara and Samantha are super examples of what we do. Clara was the first prize winner in the American String Teachers Association, the ASTA National Harp Competition in 2015. Samantha was the winner of the competition in Wales, the International Junior Competition there in 2014. They have lists of wins of all kinds to their names. They've both been in national youth orchestra situations. They both play as principals in the Curbu Symphony with Carol Neese. They both sing in choirs. So we encourage them to be active in the community with what they do musically.
Well, clearly it's working. And they both started very young. They came to you at a very young age.
They came at the age of six. Each of them has a story. So, Sam, how did you begin?
I began with cello actually at the age of three, and I transitioned at the age of six to harp. And I went to a summer class, and I started that fall, and I loved it.
Clara?
My parents basically just said, here's your first harp lesson, so.
It helped that their parents were friends, and it worked out nicely.
That's great. Well, how many students altogether are there in this class?
I can't even tell you that.
A bunch.
We have a situation where we have students locally, we have students across the state, the nation, mm-hmm. lessons, Skype lessons all over the world. We launch students to places like Curtis and Juilliard. We launch students to participate in other programs.
Well, it's a new world structure-wise for spreading information.
It is. And so many of these students think this is the norm, but very few of them are ever alone in a room with me. They are observing other people's lessons, other two or three students having lessons concurrently, mm-hmm. a much more European approach.
Wow. Well, let's hear more music then at this point. Thank you, Carol McClure. Samantha Schrecker is going to play music of the great film composer John Williams. Sam, you going to introduce the piece?
This piece is called Lanes of Limerick, and it was written for the movie Angelus Ashes, a memoir by Frank McCourt. The memoir consists of various stories of McCourt's impoverished childhood and early adulthood in Brooklyn, New York, and in Limerick Island, which is where the title comes from.
Thank you.
Beautiful piece for the film score, Angela's Ashes, from the film score for Angela's Ashes, music of John Williams. That was Lanes of Limerick, the harpist was Samantha Schrecker, live in Studio C at Classical 91.1. Samantha's here with her fellow student, Clara Warford. They're the harpistry duo from the Harp School, Inc. here in Nashville. And Carol McClure is the artistic director. She's happy to bring those kids to play for us today. And you arranged the next piece, I believe, right?
I did. This is Aberystwyth. It is a Welsh hymn tune. In 2014, we went to Wales, took the competition team there. And it was fun for the students to see that there are harpists in all sorts of rural areas there, just like there are harpists in rural areas here. And we were in a part of North Wales that is quite rural. Our home base is here in Tennessee, or actually in Dixon County. We're beginning to operate out of the White Bluff Civic Center coming up here this fall, in addition to other locations in Nashville. But it was wonderful for the kids to have the opportunity to interchange ideas and playing with other harpists. So this particular duo evolved from that experience.
And here is the harpistry duo. We hear Samantha Schrecker and Carol Warford with Aberystwyth, arranged by Carol McClure. That's a lovely arrangement of the classic Welsh hymn tune, Aberystwyth. That arrangement by Carol McClure, played live in Studio C by Samantha Schrecker and Clara Warford. A lovely arrangement, Carol.
Yeah.
Besides teaching and organizing a school, you do a lot of
Composing and editing and a lot of performing. Yes, it's a nice balance. I'm glad, with my background as a solo concert artist and orchestral player, I want to give them the best of what that is. And some of the way they experience that is in their harp ensemble experience. Sometimes they'll be playing as a duo, sometimes as a trio, quartet. Sometimes we have 75 harps, as we do at our Summer Harp Academy, all playing together as a harp orchestra.
That's amazing. Well, we're going to go to the 20th century with Impressions of Jazz on the Harp by harpist composers of the 20th century. This is music of Paul Chertok. It's called Harpicide at Midnight. It's from Around the Clock Suite by Paul Chertok, and it's going to be played by Samantha Schrecker. Any words about this piece before you play it, Sam?
Well, Perel Chertok was a recording harpist and composer. Her well-known suite, Around the Clock, is one of her most well-known, and Harpicide is the third movement of Around the Clock, and the story is about a girl who's getting ready to go to a dance, and Harpicide is where the dance begins, and the rhythm grows more and more insistent, the melody is fast, and finally there is only the point of dancing feet. Music of Perel Chertok, Harpicide at Midnight from Around the Clock Suite. That was Samantha Schrecker live in Studio C. Jazzy music for the harp. And more to come, apparently. Back to France with Marcel Trunier's jazz band. Clara Warford, any words on this?
Jazz band is an interesting piece because it was written in imitation of jazz, but the piece is very carefully scripted on how it should be interpreted, and so it lacks the true improvisational spirit of jazz. Thank you.
Humor piece by Marcel Tournier called Jazz Band. Clara Warford playing it for us live in Studio C. Clara's here with Samantha Schrecker and the artistic director and teacher from the Harp School, Inc. of Nashville, Carol McClure. Carol, introduce the last piece for us.
The last piece is a cute little holiday season piece, variation on Noscolon or Deck the Halls, Welsh. Again, because the students have spent so much time studying Welsh music, we thought this would be an appropriate one for Christmas. It's also a piece that I start small children on. We start the harps at the harp school as young as 4, and they learn all kinds of repertoire, but they're always in demand at Christmas time. So we'll close the program with a Christmas piece for everyone to hear, Deck the Halls. Clever and delightful arrangement of Deck the Halls or Noscalan. Carol McClure made that arrangement. Would you call it an arrangement or a transcription? It's an arrangement.
Carol McClure, who is the artistic director of the Harp School, Inc., here today with two very talented young students, Clara Warford and Samantha Schrecker, who are the harpistry duo from the Harp School, Inc. Thank you so much, and give yourselves a hand. Very fine playing. It's okay to applaud yourself. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate this.
Thank you for having us.
Lovely. Love, good work
Thank
all
you.
Around. I'm Will Griffin. This is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1. Up next week, another duo is here. Duo Sugeste, Robert Thompson and Joey Butler, classical guitarists. They'll be here with a program of Spanish and Latin music on Live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for supporting us here at Classical 91.1.